Hello and welcome once again to Crazy Comics and Stories. It's me, your charming and delightful old Uncle Rat Bastard. And believe it or not, kids, we got caught by the dreaded deadline doom. That's right. This is a fill-in episode. It is the last of the episodes that we recorded on Free Comic Book Day. It was Joe Butch and I driving back from St. Cloud. We had seen the Captain America movie. We'd eaten at a pizza buffet. And we're driving back from St. Cloud to Minneapolis. Don't try to make a lot of sense of it. It's like sitting in a car with three nerds as they're reading road signs and telling wrestling stories and talking comics. And okay, you know what you're in for.
Well, thanks for lunch.
Brunch? I didn't pay.
Oh, LeBron!
How fast can this truck go?
It is. Oh, oh! One more time. Oh.
So there's a.
Oh. What? Huh?
Huh? Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So these three guys walk into a pizza buffet.
Oh.
And
crash.
That's where the turtle man was just coming from. That's why he couldn't pay attention to what he was doing.
Poking a turtle out. I got a good idea. Oh. I'll drive out in front of a truck. Oh, that'll scare the spirits out of me. Hey, dude. Party on, dude!
Master Splinter taught me how to jump out of
party,
the way!
Party on a dude.
If your back's hurting, this is like heat. Which is real fun in the wintertime.
It's funny, I was just thinking about doing that. Yes, I know it's fun in the wintertime, from when we did it in the wintertime! Well, like when we had to go pick up the straw in the middle of the worst blizzard.
Right. Yeah, I know. It was
the 100-year blizzard.
What blizzard? There was no blizzard.
Blizzard. Not on your side of
the Burlive snowman was calling it a day.
The Burlive.
He was, yeah, we saw him in front of Silver and BAM!
Oh, hello there. I'm just going in because the weather's too horrible.
I almost felt bad when he put his umbrella up, but it didn't stop us.
No. I thought he just was afraid of the bumble.
I honestly thought snowman. Ooh, bounce.
Aren't you the bumble, Butch?
Ooh, that abominable snowman. Sometimes. I put the star on top of the tree at home and stuff. And
he's not good. So tough and without his teeth.
Look at what he can do. Bumbles bounce.
A dentist.
A dentist?
Herman wants to be a dentist.
Hey, it's a Michaels. Know that anytime we drive by one, that's my store.
Who does? You?
My son, when he was little. And then I took him in once and he said, yeah, this is not my store.
And then Dana drove around the corner and said, Dad, there's the House of Cox.
Ah. I like House of Cox.
I wonder what my kid said that was stupid.
You just don't want your daughter going
into
the
House of
Cox.
What was the name of your daughter? Mrs. Shit. No, Schmidt. Yeah, Mrs. Shit.
I know my daughter, one time the kid says...
Your dog said it?
We're in the bedroom. She's about three. She goes, hey, we don't need fucking light on. Oh. I don't know if we... Yeah.
I miss the days of the group home when Nutter would tell me I needed to offend the new staff.
Ah, shit.
Because if they could take me, they could take the kids.
Yeah.
I had all kinds of them.
Go for example.
You do know that at some point all of your mothers have had jizz on them, right?
Oh! Is that true about us too, Corey?
You're just your dad's little squirt. Only a prick could make you.
Yeah,
this is the edit out part. No.
Why?
Hey, we're going to Arby's.
Now you're getting somewhere.
Yeah. Don't we need to go to White Castle? Like,
let's go to Walmart.
Yeah.
Let's go to Walmart.
Drives by, smiles at me, pulls into White Castle. So that's it. After winning the all-you-can-eat contest.
As we're all sitting inside, and all of a sudden the window shadow.
Yeah, a shadow.
Like, who's that? He's like, ah, that's our closer.
A shadow fell across the land.
Are you going to run in front of me? You got a turtle shirt on?
That's what made the pulling into White Castle joke funny, because he had already done that.
You know, this guy really likes Burlington Coat Factory, I'm just saying.
Which guy's that?
The guy just staring at it.
Oh, Burlington Coat Factory.
Hey, look behind me, a barbershop.
Hey, should we go? That's like. I've been staring at pictures of Christina Hendricks for years.
Should we go to Walmart and just interview people at random?
You can. I'll take a nap.
I'll just go cough on the produce. Oh, don't worry, I'm not contagious. Why in the hell are you coughing on the produce?
I'm trying to get people to And be aware of food safety.
Yeah. And food. I'm the sneeze guard tector. Tector? I don't even know what the hell I was saying. I'm the sneeze guard inspector?
I had to come back to this corner because this is where the turtle boy almost killed
us. Turtle boy.
Damn.
Funny he's not laying right there in the middle.
I just wanted to check.
Is that a chalk outline?
Where?
No, don't do it.
Oh.
The sneeze guard at that buffet, I mean, it was so out of the way. You had to run all the way over to the food to sneeze.
This thing really works.
The knees guard.
Oh, my knees. Oh, better hold on to that.
Why? No turtle boy here.
Turtle boy?
I really don't know where I'm going, but we're making good time. Puppy!
I regret nothing!
Give him the breathalyzer! I do got it. The Stan Lee one was pretty good in this movie.
Sure was. It was really.
I hadn't even thought. Tops. Like, hey, we haven't seen a Stan Lee.
Corey had 5 minutes earlier.
Hey, no Stan Lee.
Yeah,
and I'm like, said Bob would have been great if he would have been. He
should have been in the funeral scene. You know, as one of the mourners. Oh, I had to say as one of the mourners. I had to make that clear.
No, he was there for, you know, the drinks.
He should have been the pallbearer behind Cap.
Somebody said
Stan. Like Cap's doing all the work.
Stan Lee's actually the Watcher in the Marvel Universe.
You know what's missing from the Marvel Universe? J. Jonah Jameson.
For
the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I don't know what he looks like now, but it would be cool if they had the same guy from the original ones.
Yes. He looks the same.
He was brilliant.
Yeah, he's good looking.
It might be too distracting if you're trying to reboot everything. Hey, you remind me of some other kid I knew.
Yeah, I don't know. I think when it's good, it's good, you know?
Yeah.
Was he the fifth choice to play Jameson, or?
Well, the guy should have been Larry Tate from Bewitched.
The guy who was the one who, from the TV show in the 70s.
Butch giving me the side eye right there.
That's what he just said.
That's a stink eye.
As you're saying that, I'm looking at you crazy going, it's about the guy from the TV show in the 70s. Yeah, that's what we're already talking about, Cray. A Cray late and a dollar short.
Oh.
Is that the job company over there?
Yeah, it could be. That's why we're going this way.
Okay.
Oh, someone bought my billboard.
Too close to jobs. Remember, Hank frickin' Stum was the second choice for Wolverine. What's his name? Hank frickin' Stum?
Hank frickin'
Stum. To which Peter David, I believe, remarked, how good was the guy they picked first?
I have a question.
Sir.
North or south?
Well, where's the fucking highway?
There's a highway?
Well, when you're traveling down the highways and byways, I'm like, maybe strap on the back of the 747.
Oh, well, we're making good time.
Yeah. Sun's still up.
You mean the Human Torch?
Or one of the 100 million stars that passes for the sun here in the Milky Way galaxy.
I like Milky Ways. Dark Milky Ways.
That's racist.
The ones without the peanuts. Milky Way. No, with peanuts. Snickers. Just give me all nougat.
Three musketeers.
What if Corey shaved off his beard?
Gah! I'm going into the tree! Stop! Don't buy this issue! I am Groot!
Don't buy this issue.
That's what we should have started. Stop! Don't listen to this podcast!
I can't believe you guys did the comedy show and didn't mention Dr. Grave. I'm just assuming.
Many ghosts of Dr. Graves?
Doc Peter Graves?
These are in the Moorhead?
Dr. Grave. How is this east and west?
I don't know.
When we're going south?
Huh.
And we're not the only ones going south.
That's FedEx again.
Shut up.
You what now? Who, how, why, where?
I know this cool alien restaurant.
Oh, God.
That's, you keep saying that.
Cautionary.
Funny, because we know
where. Merge ahead.
I know a shitty alien restaurant. Is that any different?
Merge ahead.
Welcome to Shitty Alien Restaurant.
Caution.
Merge ahead. Merge ahead room.
Road work ahead.
Ooh, the sun.
Right?
Yes.
I'm so bright, my mom calls me Sun.
Yeah, that's getting cut.
Well,
no, it ain't.
I'm the one who edits.
That's what you think. It's you ain't.
Oh,
got,
you're editing this shit together?
I don't know. I may enjoy that. I may have to.
There you go, Joe. I will let
you do enough. That'll give you.
The show will never see the light of day.
That'll give you enough time to get the other one done. Fuck sleep. $300 fine for speeding. Great. Corey's, where's my $300?
Corey's dropping $35, 35 hours of podcast content in a week.
I don't know. I may have bitten off more than I can chew with this live stream.
Hey! We don't use "Jew" in a sentence that way.
Yeah.
Bitten off more than
stupid
I can chew.
Muslim.
Hater of men.
I don't know why I'm listening to either of you. I'm the only one in the car with hair.
Except on his face.
That's funny because it's true.
Old bald chin.
Yeah. Very, very ghastly. Go, Regin.
End road work. Ramjet here. I'm going to go home and watch Roger Ramjet with the kid. It'll be a while, though, because we still got space aliens and who knows what else in front of us.
Maybe that freaky toy show.
When Captain America throws his
money. Hey, we could still go to Wizard World tomorrow. Anybody got $50?
Yeah, I know. Are you nuts?
And then, like, three of the name guests, the three from Gotham, pulled out. So I'm wondering if
they'll be at MCBA Con.
Oh, that would be cool.
It's a swerve. It's like the Outsiders. They're going to be at Wizard World and the MNCBA Con on the same day.
What's really kind of depressing is
like
listening to people online. You know, that it's like they don't even know the MCBA exists. You know, hey, we're going to this. We're going to go see these guys.
What do you mean online? Like
just
Facebook?
People talking, you know. I should go to Wizard World and just drop, hey, everybody come to the MCBA show. See how fast it disappears.
Yeah. Well, I'll wear this shirt.
Actually, the last person did that, they kicked out.
They kicked them out?
Yeah.
They took the short right off my back.
I wonder why they're losing 4 points.
Seriously, you kicked. We used to go to Wizard World wearing those shirts that we purposely made that were advertising the show.
Yeah.
You know?
No, the last ones in Minneapolis, they got kicked out.
Wow.
Or at least that's what I heard.
That's very dramatic. Well, then the joke then is to go to Archon wearing the Wizard World shirt.
I don't think there is one.
Well, we'll make one.
I'm at Wizard World.
We'll have one of the child's art contests, like
yay!
back at the Hot Comics Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, we're here to see who won.
And we'll have like a first grader draw up the Wizard World shirt, and then I'll wear it at the con. Actually, just draw it right on the shirt. Shut up, Corey. Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up, rabbit.
Shut up. Gas, diesel, food, lodging. Exit 171.
Oh, Diesel. I was wondering what became of him.
Yeah, I know a guy named Oz out in Vegas.
Corey, did you watch the NXT takeover?
Not yet.
Oh, my goodness.
I actually went 6 days. I did not turn my TV on. Because I had like 3 hours at home each day. And then shit, I got a podcast. I got to record this. I got to do that.
I'm at that.
Now I got to go to work.
Yeah. I'm at that point with the computer again. Guess why? Because that doesn't do anything. It turns
on. Here's the thing. You know, I'm 3 hours. That's all I'm in my house. You know, 4 days in a row.
That's right.
And none of you fuckers love me enough to pull an intervention.
Well, we do. We just live so damn far away, we haven't had time.
You don't answer the fucking door.
I answer the phone.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
Do you respond to a...
Phony! Phony! You're a phony!
You respond to a
phone call? I respond to Facebook messages within minutes. Mostly because pretty girls send me Facebook messages.
Pleasure. I do not.
Marvin. That's right. You're not a pretty girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, oh, who says?
Dress up. Yeah, you're pretty judgmental. Yeah,
there goes my She-Hulk costume
hairless
for the convention.
Boy.
I like my girls a little more busty.
Kiss yeah. her, but you're so damn ugly.
More bustier. What are you, got a 70-inch chest?
Damn right.
Something like that.
Why do you think I like Christina Hendricks, huh? Huh?
Geez, huh? No dibs, idea. Dibs.
Oh. Dibs. Hey, you want the truck?
Yeah.
Dibs.
Please.
I hate those candies.
Dibs.
Host hippocampus.
Hostess dibs.
Quiet.
Quiet.
Shut up.
And then we didn't say nothing for a few miles.
Shh, quiet, we're recording.
Quiet, edit.
Quiet, cut, quiet. I feel superpowers coming on. Oh, we must be near a nuclear plant.
So, same jumps backward and forward.
I feel the power to grateful edit this podcast.
The grateful edit.
Grateful edit.
Hey, Boulder.
Night of the Living edit. That'll be Corey tonight.
Nope, Corey going to bed.
The walking edit.
Yep. One thumb in his mouth, the other one on his nuts. Corey's going away.
I like my
to the bed. Raft. Cop here.
My bed not
actually, I'm running 70. Which is
boy. Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, if he's going to pull me over.
Wait a minute. My bed and I aren't friends. We're married. We never sleep together anymore.
Who and Neidhart weren't friends?
The Hart Foundation! I had to worry about that. Like, I can see it moving, but I'm like, dude, I'm doing the speed limit.
That's when you actually don't have to worry about it.
I'm not.
It's gonna pull me over.
We were going home from that awesome night of you and me watching WrestleMania without Corey.
Yes.
And we're going up 35E, and you know, there's a lot of cops around here. Yeah. And there goes one.
Yeah. But we wouldn't have to worry about it, did we, huh, Paul?
Nope, we're going.
How many miles to St. Paul? How many miles to St. Paul?
All of them. 69, dude.
Oh! It's a joke.
Yep.
You know, the podcasts are always better than this when I'm not around.
All right, get out.
Yeah.
Cop will give you a ride. Butch, come back! Come back, Jojo!
Hey, Butch could ride in the truck bed.
No.
Hey, there.
I say thee no.
I say thee nay.
I say thee no.
We don't have fault with furniture this summer, at least.
You say that now.
Why is it the Vision was the only one that came up with a good argument about the Avengers?
Because he's intelligent.
Yeah. He's got the hots for the Scarlet Bitch. Or Witch.
Oh, gee. I was waiting for Wonder Man to show up and have that big Wonder Man Vision fight that I loved so much as a kid.
I'm fighting you. You're fighting me.
Where's the Grim Reaper?
Where's Wonder Man's costume?
I like the Safari Jacket costume the best.
Heck!
Do you remember that? No.
The first two costumes.
The What If?
Yes.
Comedy issue.
But if Wonder Man were a...
Wonder Man was a woman.
Woman and Power Man was a girl.
If you run this, we
sweet sue. Christmas.
We sue.
Yeah.
Distinguished competition. Ah, that time of year where bugs' asses go blasting through their brain when they hit my windshield.
That may be somewhat true, but there's barely any bugs out now compared to a month
from
now.
Well, the fat, thick ones ain't out yet.
What you talking about?
What you talking about?
Grandma Dynamite.
Oh, yeah.
Baby Huey.
Cop ahead. Oh, there's one right there. Ha! Ah, he got one! This is catch and release here along 94.
I ain't not need no headlights. Catch and release.
Is that the same? It's a trooper.
That's the same guy.
Yeah. Boy, he's fast.
Rocket?
Sorry, wouldn't. Yeah.
Rocket.
Trooper and I were driving up to one of the cons in Duluth. Hey, here's that damn black bird again. Mm-hmm. A couple miles later, it's following us! That bird! It's because we honked at it.
That big joke.
I'm going to New York to try to break into Pump Kids television.
Abada. Abada, I'm Pat Gruber with the Nightly News. Abada. Abada.
Oh.
Shut up about it. Shut up.
Shouldn't have had so much pizza.
Space alien?
Pudding's what got you.
Shouldn't have had any of that.
The pudding that time for God.
Just didn't taste good.
Well, you putting the sugar and shit? Yeah, it tastes great.
Not that shit.
Less filling.
Tastes great.
Oh, damn it. Restroom's on the other side. Gotta hold it.
Hold it.
I'm not holding it while you guys are watching.
Hold it.
We stop at Perkins, get a cup of coffee.
Taco and Gringo.
You just shut off the recorder so we can really talk.
Yeah, shut off the recorder so we can really talk.
Yeah.
Hey.
God, I hate our listeners.
Nice underwear.
Hey, Clearwater. Hey, you know we can speed past Sky Cop. You know wrestling done fake.
That's the Clearwater Burger King right there.
I think you're in the back seat with me when
90.
Yeah. Uber got busted.
Yeah.
Pull over, Pat.
Yeah, it was right next to
you. Why? Because the cop's telling you to. 20 minutes later, the cop finally breaks traffic to get over. Oh, man, were we riding? You know,
that and that was the...
Hey, should we tell the cop wrestling done fake?
That was where you get the different emotion from it. How about that? I am Groot.
You had the mask, too.
How about that? Yep. Never went to Chicago without a hockey mask.
How about that?
How about that? How about that?
And then he's like, well, you know, the fine's like $180. Pay right away. We all reach for our wallet.
Yeah.
Take cash. Except me. No checks. Wallet. Credit card. And we all sit back. Ah, credit card.
Credit card.
That's Pat's lots got of credit this, card. Yeah.
Pat, oh, take care
Lord,
of
it. Oh, who let that one loose?
Pat, take care
of it. Talk about metallic.
Go for it.
Ah! Oh, there's that bird.
TireWiz.com.
Oh.
He's on down the road.
He's on down.
He's on down the road.
Probably the only one in the car who was in 4-H.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, but Joe's the only one who made Eagle Scout.
Really?
I need a brownie. Good night, everybody.
I prefer a blondie.
I called her. I called her.
Oh, sorry.
What'd you call her?
Dibs. That's Mrs. Dibs.
That's Mrs. Dibs to you.
1895.
Call me Mr.
Dibs.
Mr. Dibs. Mr. Dibs.
Arr.
Picking out a thermos for you.
Yes, are really large, and they smell like rotting beef carcasses. Whoa.
I only did this once in the lab. I passed out.
So if I get torn in half,
yeah, don't come back for me.
Torn in half.
He's gonna tear himself in half. I'm eager to see that in a real theater.
We've had a breach at the raft. Excuse me, I put you on hold.
Yeah. No, don't you? No, don't you do that. What the hell's this? Some sort of tube?
Hell? What the hell?
Are there any good movies coming out this year?
No.
Mm. Heard this Batman Superman's good.
Where'd you hear that? Bathroom mirror?
I basically reversed it, yeah.
Well, we took the group home to see it. Corey, you should take the group home out to the Batman Superman.
I'm thinking.
He's such a bastard.
I am a bastard. Rat bastard.
You're a bastard.
I'm an asshole.
Holy, holy,
holy. Holy, holy, awesome.
That sounds good.
Meanwhile, 10 miles later.
So what did the, since I'll never see it, what did the Wonder Woman and the Green Lantern and the Flash and the Aquaman and the Cyborg and the Red Tornado and the Blue Beetle and Booster Gold all do in the Superman Dawn of Justice?
What did Booster Gold do in that movie?
What did they all do in that movie?
He was the narrator.
What's a Silver Surfer do in that movie?
Starbright.
He was panned off for gold.
Silver Surface.
How about the Black Racer? What's the Black Racer in it? Because death.
Racer. Black Racer. Racer Ramon, Chico.
That would be two racers.
How about Forager?
I thought it was racist when the Black Panther was talking to the Black Widow in the Captain America movie.
During a total eclipse?
And the villain in the next Batman movie is Crazy Quilt and the Rainbow Raider.
Calendar Man, doing whatever a calendar can.
Good for a year, throw it out.
Hurry up, I've only got 6 months left to commit my crime.
Don't worry, that was Calendar Man. Hey, if 1842 comes back into style, we'll be sitting pretty.
I miss the mighty Marvel calendars.
Oh, I loved those. Apparently there were some DC ones, too.
What?
How many do what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody can come. Was Valadar in the Batman v Superman movie?
Way in the background.
Was he way in the background? Yeah. But you mean in the ancient? You mean
in
the past?
Bug?
No, they're saving him for the sequel.
Maybe that's what DC should do to, you know, counteract Deadpool. That was the Ambush Bug movie.
Hey, we got a rest area coming up. Do you need a rest?
What would the Ambush Bug movie be about?
Ambush Bug.
Oh.
That's Julie Schwartz.
Subject change.
Hey, there goes a Family Dollar truck.
It'd be about Ambush Bug and Julius Schwartz, or by Julius Schwartz?
Both.
Was Ambush Bug, was that totally Giffen's deal? It was written by him, too?
Robert
Lauren Fleming and Keith Giffen.
Wait, wasn't it Ian Fleming?
And half the time, Giffen
Bond
just given pages ago. I don't know.
Fill it up. Tell you what, do a couple hundred Xeroxes of Julius Schwartz's head, and we'll stick them randomly around the issue.
It's the Phantom Quarterback.
And I showed that to Dana.
The Phantom Quarterback?
They didn't get it. They don't know who that is.
Julius Schwartz.
Were you with us when we saw Julius Schwartz?
Well, I have been on an occasion to run into Julius Schwartz. I don't remember.
We were sitting at the table. And he came in. We started chanting.
Yep.
He had two gorgeous babes in his arm. We started chanting, Julie. He just turns around.
Yep. Yeah, the old...
We was his people.
I'm the champ.
Who was? Oh man, they got a playground dog area trail. That sounds fun.
We didn't have a playground or a dog area or a trail at the last one.
I thought it said trial.
Snacks.
We did have a dog area.
We didn't have snacks at the one we stopped at.
Old
guy with a fork came in.
Uncle Ben.
We didn't have a county 10.
Do you realize that's why Parker doesn't go down the rice aisle every time he sees Uncle Ben's rice?
Wasn't that Uncle Ben? Yeah. Uncle Ben worked at the... What if the same guy worked here? What if it was his twin brother?
Let's find out!
You killed Uncle Ben!
I said I was sorry. It's a long, complicated story.
Spider-Man does whatever Spider-Man...
You got a middle arm? Cool!
Yeah.
That was funny.
They get thrown out the window.
Okay, I'm done.
You guys see that really old movie, The Empire Strikes Back?
Believe it or not, I think I saw it on VHS.
I saw it at Harmar.
That was the best line in the movie. You guys remember that really old movie, Empire Strikes Back?
No. What was the best line
of
the movie?
How old is this kid?
I think my favorite, not that it was the funniest, but just the delivery on it. Can you move your seat forward?
Yes.
No.
You wonder if that was just not even like scripted. They just had the cameras running and they said that or something.
Probably happened.
Yeah. Can you move the front? No.
Because he hates him. I don't like how they're putting Bucky back on ice. Anyone? Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer? Encino Man?
Encino.
The Winter...
So how would you end Avengers Movie 1?
Not with that smell.
Oh, isn't it great being in Minnesota during this
smell-o-vision. How would I...
For the love of Christ, my eyes are watering.
And that was not me.
It's not me.
Uh-huh.
glass from outside. Hey, have I never, I always own up to it.
No, yeah, I don't, I would never accuse Joe of dodging an accusation. I mean, back at the shop, gotcha. All kinds of stuff that he denied.
But. Did I ever tell you the Gruber Pearl Harbor story?
Yes.
Okay.
On the way to Duluth.
No. This is at the shop.
Oh.
We bought it. Pat's just sitting there. Now, this is
was
classic.
That a drive-by?
Yeah. Yep. 300-pounder just sitting there.
Yep.
Just, you know,
when did he get down to 300?
I was talking to somebody, and I just walked by and wafted. And go to the other side of the shop.
Yep.
As soon as the lady's done... walks up, piece of wire, go, God damn it, Pat, don't do that when there's civilians in the store. That wasn't me. You were just standing there. I know it was you.
And he didn't make a break for it.
Nope, just standing there. Pat looking, didn't even react to it.
Pat looking at Thor, not going to run away.
Not me.
Pat reading Thor comics.
No, all right, for me, I would have
how would you?
Like he did, and just snap.
Oh, this movie right here?
No, the... First Avenger movie. That's how he ended.
First Avengers movie.
Just, you gotta set up that, you know, when he does this, the universe is, you know...
half dead.
Yeah.
Here's our problem with that, though. There's movies in between.
There's what?
There are movies in between.
In between when the movie ended and the end of the credit sequence.
That's probably why they're not making it part one and part two.
Yeah.
Cowards. They're cowards!
Oh, is that what you're saying about the Infinity Gauntlet?
Yeah. Infinity War.
Is going to have a movie, there are other movies, then there's a second movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Rogue 2.
Infinity War, Rogue 2. Rogue 2.
Did you see the
Infinity Star Wars?
No.
Star Wars Rogue 2?
Oh. Yes.
Looks pretty good.
Yes, it does. Looks really good. In case you wanted to know. I thought you meant Avengers, the Avengers Infinity War.
I was reading about Warriors. The Doctor Strange movie.
How I Learned to Stop Worrying About the Bomb.
How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Eye of Agamotto.
I just let a fart go. Oops. Swanson?
There we go. That's what I'm calling him from now on. Go ahead.
Tilda Swanson.
Tilda.
Who are you calling who?
The Ancient One.
Doctor Strange or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Eye of Agamotto.
That's pretty good.
Hold the window out. Oh, there you go.
There's our limo.
Oh, shit. Wrong way. I had a limo.
Wizard World.
Going north.
Well, let's go crash Wizard World.
I let one loose soul.
Oh, sweet Jesus. You bastard. Oh, I got a whole lung full of that one.
Woo! I opened up that one.
Woo! Oh.
Joe, are you healthy?
It was the sign over there. Get your butt in here.
Joe, do we need to stop at a doctor?
Too bad we passed that rest area.
I need to stop at a doctor now.
Look at those. Wacky, inflatable, waving fun men.
Decrease no sobs! Oh my sweet. Oh Jesus.
And your fingers.
There is no cop.
Do you got the safety device on the back so Corey can't put the window down?
I should, no. That's what I should have done. Next time I'll lock it.
By the way, I re-added the danger zone to the alien restaurant.
Oh for fuck's sake.
No, we haven't even passed it yet.
Damn it!
Because Joe's thinking about stopping there and bombing the bathroom.
Hey, you know how I felt about this place last year? Brom.
Your food travels through
new and used trucks? What the fuck?
Oh my god.
Your cold must be getting better if you can smell that.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
5 miles!
Dead, you know what dead is? Dead like I'm gonna be if that happens again, you idiot.
You idiot. You worm.
I ate the $5, friend. You ate the $5.
Don't whiz on the electric fence. Hiding in the closet. Like an idiot.
Oh, that's just my brain. It's always falling out.
It's so big.
It's so big. I know. He says, I know.
I know. Get a load of this guy. He talks to farts. Says the nose guy.
We are angry. We are sore.
I like Darren. He is my friend. I like you and him.
Ren starts off well. No, I want to make the funny noises.
The loud, funny words, I believe.
Oh, this is terrible. The ref turns his head. Someday I'd like to make just a cartoon.
The Flying the Butt Players.
All the wrestling cartoons.
Audio or video?
Audio.
I don't know what to do. So name a few.
Well, there's the Bugs Bunny.
Did Tiny Toons do it?
Killer. Yeah, Tiny Toons had one.
Flintstones must have done it.
There a video for Carnival
Man. It's got wrestling in it?
Yep.
There was...
Did this happen again, or is it just... Is it that truck? Is that a cattle hauler?
We're actually passing through a farm
country. Hey, Pig Pen.
And the wind kind of died down, so it's not like being...
The wind does not die down at 70 miles an hour. The wind is consistent.
No, I mean before.
Oh, that wind.
We're going against wind.
Against the wind. Rubbing against the wind.
He was farting against the wind.
Oh, now he's farting against the wind.
It was unfiltered.
Flintstones did wrestling?
I don't know.
Na-na-na-na-na.
I know there was a pup named Scooby-Doo had one.
Yeah, a pup named Scooby-Doo. Let's just skip right up to that. Was that me? Oh, no, because I never turned my phone back on in case there's an emergency.
That was Joe.
They could tell me about.
My tits ring.
Somebody sent Joe a message. Which is weird. Nobody likes him.
The Crusher.
Actually, that's wrong. People like Joe a lot more than they like me.
That's a lie.
Yeah, but
you
only said nobody likes him, which is also true.
Yes.
Frank Nobody. Herman Nobody.
Yeah, but I hide in my house.
The Punisher's good.
Started watching Jessica Jones, and then halfway through it, Chris was like, I don't want to watch this anymore. Oh, come on.
Oh, Daredevil. Really?
Yeah, so I'm on my own.
Yeah, well,
I did watch the first episode of Daredevil.
Don't want to be all by myself.
Once they sung their favorite song, it's uniquely theirs. Music to clear your colon by.
Too late for Joe.
Too late.
Now, I think those are more warnings of things to come.
My God, this man's kidneys have exploded. So I don't need a new muffler. F. Murray Abraham. Wasn't he was telling him he was going to the F. Murray Abraham Museum? So he wouldn't pull over and let him pee.
Small earthquakes around San Andreas. Yeah, the big one's coming.
So I don't need a new muffler. So I don't need a new muffler.
Oh, come on. There's a Homer in there somewhere.
My God. Did I get in?
Batman. And of course, we were all happy when Batgirl showed up. Batgirl.
Yes.
Because the worst part of watching it in reruns was when Monday, Tuesday was an episode. Wednesday, Thursday was an episode. Friday, I gotta wait till Monday for part two.
Friday was just an episode. And Robin was stuck in a giant clam. I had a rough day at kindergarten that time. Oh, Underdog was another one that kept me in suspense.
Another one where the giant clam was the bad guy. Why don't you lay off the clams, Lou?
Nah. Why don't you try it, Chief? I'm too important.
Yeah.
Now look at you, boys. You're a bunch of marshmallows.
Elberville. That's where aliens are still.
Elberville.
I can sing about Elberville. Look out. Here comes Elberville. it seems a lot for a unique fixer-upper.
He's a strong. Listen, bud. In his shorts, Joe has blood. Hey, hey.
I-94 East.
The Road Warriors?
Yep. It's Road Warriors on the Road Warriors.
Holy cow, that was a big bug. Oh, yeah.
Yep. It's Corey needs those books.
Macho Man Randy Savage novella series.
Oh!
Macho Man Randy Savage novels.
Oh, yeah.
No one's doing that. You edit that out. That's my idea. I'm doing those. Ah, someone stole it.
Aww. Joe's the one's going to be editing. He said so. I am walking away from this train wreck.
Oh, sweet Jesus. The man.
I got another train wreck to
Chugga chugga.
Is it the ice train?
I got the pre-con episode to edit.
This is the soul train.
Is it Rufus R. Railroad Jones? I wonder who that was.
It's S.D. Jones.
We used your name in vain, Butch. Oh, I wish Butch was here. I miss Butch. Jen misses you.
Space aliens!
I think the phrase that was said the
most. Did I miss him?
Why isn't Butch here?
Oh, at the 250? I was running for president like Captain America did in issue 250.
Thought you were fighting the man god.
Like 250A?
Issue 250.
250B.
I was a terror in a tiny town like the Fantastic Four's 20th anniversary.
Oh, I thought you were back in King Arthur's time with Dr. Doom.
I was. It's a living joke.
Even the
what if. It's one of those party buses.
I might have been
away from the fucking party
bus. Even the What If was pretty good.
What If 250?
Yeah, that was my favorite issue of What If, number 250.
Yeah.
That's What If people gave a shit about the Inhumans. Obviously, it
but they're like
happened.
The new X-Men. There were no such thing as mutants. They were all Inhumans.
Well, there's a bunch of deer standing here. What's the place
for them to be?
What's the word on the Inhumans movie now?
Cancelled.
Schedule? No, it is off the schedule and delayed.
Oh, and because
it sucks.
Because no one gives a shit. The Inhumans are not going to happen. Quit trying to make it happen.
It's not going to happen.
Can I say again that if they miscast Ms. Marvel, that will be the biggest travesty? That's a travesty. The most important casting in the history of the Marvel cinema. Cinema?
You know, when
cinema buns.
When Evans got to kiss the actress that played Sharon Carter, I should have had that part.
Dibs, MF-er.
No, it didn't count.
Who are they casting as Kiss? Yo, Kiss was in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah,
they fought Doctor Doom. They hung out with the Duck.
And Leonard the Duck.
So, Butch, you're the Kiss fan.
Yeah.
Who should they cast as Kiss?
Oh, I am a big Kiss fan, but what I'm not a fan of is guys who are that age now. I wouldn't have a clue who to cast as, like, a 28-year-old Kiss.
Well, there's The Miz.
Sponsored by Dr. Pooper.
Yeah, you see, here's the thing. I don't know if you ever saw Kiss back in the 70s, but they weren't known for their muscles.
They were in the comics.
True. All right, Miz is in. Miz is Peter Criss. No, that guy who lived in a...
I should have known better. Even Peter Criss didn't want to be Peter Criss.
Yeah, the guy who lived in a garbage can and claimed he was Peter Criss. He's Peter Criss. Just like Oscar the Grouch.
I've lost all my faith in rock and roll.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who the young guys in Hollywood are.
Those whippersnappers.
But if I can get that cast, we'll go back and make some Kiss music videos.
Yeah! Woo!
Well, we can cast Cray as Craze Freely.
Craze Freely.
Craze Freely. Jeez.
That's a lot of crow.
Oh, it is. That
this part's gonna fly. See?
Noink.
Roger.
It's a ghost car.
Roger, roger.
I remember sitting at Angelo's one time and doing about 30 minutes on Chief Wiggum.
Ode to Chief Wiggum.
Yep, ode to Chief Wiggum. And that was like seasons in.
You're all under arrest.
It was like the fifth season.
You can't blame a guy for trying.
You're all under arrest.
You keep these engine block eggs down. Well, they're sitting pretty.
Move along, everyone. Nothing to see here. Move along. Oh, my God! Look at this fiery wreckage! Hey, everyone, come over. Look at the fiery wreckage.
Come on.
We're passing directly under the sun right about now.
Ah, jeez. Lay off the Chinese.
Hey, come back. We got to exchange insurance info.
meant my Wookiee.
It looks like an explosion at the old Simpson place. Is that beer?
I am proceeding on foot.
Pretzels. We need pretzels.
We need pretzels, yeah.
Simpsons.
I like the Simpsons.
You want to, listeners will be vacating and evacuating in droves if
know.
Any of this makes it on the podcast.
Maybe I'll just put, this is raw, 14 hours long.
Jesus.
I won't put that up.
This is a goodbye to listeners, a farewell to listeners episode.
I will offer to send the MP3s of the raw footage to anybody who wants to sit and listen.
Oh my God, I don't even want to be a part of it. Butch has asked.
Like most Hollywood movies, I had to cut it down to something manageable. I will release the director cut.
14 hours. Butch has asked to be completely removed from the, or his lawyer, F. Lee Bailey.
And I accidentally removed Corey, which actually made it more palatable. But then again, he pulled out the podcast agreement.
Who was that lawyer who was after the O.J. trial in wrestling?
That sounds like Clarence Davis. What was his name? Clarence Williams. Clarence Washington.
It was Clarence something.
Yep. He was good. The guy was good. He was the Clarence of Domination.
Domination. And oh, look, that person's tired.
I'll choppy choppy you, Clarence of Domination.
Yes.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday!
I wonder what all those people who said the Ultimate Warrior died and was replaced by a new Ultimate Warrior back in the day thought when the Ultimate Warrior, you know, actually died.
They're wondering why he hasn't been replaced.
I told ya!
What happened to the Renegade? Jake, someone from Sting's past!
The Renegade, it was a long time ago when he died.
What about the Black Scorpion?
Oh God, I knew it.
Let me start again.
Sting. Well, he got picked up for smoking dope.
We're live.
They couldn't even get a guy to debut on TV yet, and he gets hauled off to the clink. Colonel Clink? Colonel Clink?
And somewhere.
Sir Isahooza?
Somebody somewhere was, the Shockmaster was his favorite wrestler, and he was just bad-mouthing him.
When the Shockmaster came out as a klutz, when they went with it,
that
was one of my favorite deals ever.
Well, we bought a Stormtrooper helmet and put glitter on it.
No. That wasn't working out. I told you, Sting. Like when Sid, who towered over and everyone, it was more muscular and more powerful. He had to act scared of all these guys all the time. What? Oh! He was terrified of RoboCop, who came up to his knee.
See, that's what we needed at that last WrestleMania.
RoboCop
would have been there. Sting would have won.
Gobbledygooker. Hello, Pete.
The Yeti. What's inside that smoldering boulder?
I still like the idea. You know, some guy going through the warehouse opens it up. Who are you?
I am the Mountie.
Yeah. Slam. Leave him there.
Takes his shock stick. You can use this.
I got nowhere else to go.
I'm the Green Lantern. Oh, Baron Helmet Zemo.
Pete, stop.
Yo, Sting would have had Terror Rising on his side. He would have won.
And Flex Cabana.
And the Hollywood Blondes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there was a thing.
And I missed PN where, News.
And the Dingo Warrior.
Bret Hart was going on and on about Triple H, saying, "Oh, he knew all about the Montreal Screwjob. He's never said anything. He's never apologized."
When was this?
Just recently.
Oh yeah.
He's going off and on, and then the guy afterwards. Well, you know, you got to remember that Triple H really didn't have any power back then.
Not then.
He kind of, it's like Bret's blaming him for all the crap going on in WWE.
Yeah, because now he's got.
And he's like, well, you know, and the difference is NXT's actually really good because Vince is still in control of WWE. It's So, Brett, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
My name is Brett Hart. We're the Hart Foundations. My name is Brett
Hart. Oh, time for another rest.
That's a pretty good Brett Hart imitation. My name is Brett Hart. I'm the Fart Politician. Fart Politicians.
Oh, I am the best there was, the best there is.
The best there was, but it's Brett Hart.
I own a mansion and a yacht.
Brett Hart.
Who lives next to me?
Yeah, the Shrieking Sheik lives just down the block.
All right, I'll take it.
Brett Hart.
Back to Simpsons.
Brett Hart. Honky Tonk Man. Brett Hart Foundations. Skip and Sonny, the Body Donna's. The Mountie. The feud with Isaac Yankums.
It was a very good year.
Hakushi. Feud with Hakushi. Shawn Michaels. Took the belt away.
Shawn Michaels?
Shane Michaels. Shane Michaels took the belt away.
Never heard of him.
Never last.
Mr. Wrestling Mania.
Mr. Wrestling 5.
Shawn, Mr. Wrestling 5. Vince Michaels.
Vince Michaels.
Virgil. Virgil Michaels.
Virgil's son.
Mr. Virgil Michael Dusty Rhodes.
I shoot him in the belly belly.
Gary Hart often came out and called him Mr. Virgil Runnels Dusty Rhodes. And me and my brother are like, what the hell is he talking about?
Oh, there was
my brother.
WCW
brother.
Before the Colonel disappeared.
Colonel Rob Parker.
He just got dropped off by a taxi or something. He goes, how much is it? $20. $20, Alma. I seem to have lost my wallet. Hey, Mean Gene, can you buy me $30?
Oh, the Colonel was funny.
Oh.
And he managed my favorite all-time wrestler, Bunkhouse Buck. Oh, my God. Bunkhouse Buck was Terry Funk done right.
Hey,
my favorite was the goon.
You don't even get called out on the goon, yeah.
He was a technical master.
He was a goon, or?
Like Lex Luger talking to Sting. Hey, going against the Road Warriors. Yeah, we'll take your Chicago street fight.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What?
You're from Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm from Chicago.
Yeah.
But they're from the south side. You live in the north.
Oh, man.
I love it.
Or when he would come out and
my favorites.
Everybody be high-fiving and Sting would turn around.
Yeah.
Lex would pull away.
Yeah, get off of me.
How come PN News isn't in the Hall of Fame?
I have no idea, because he's literally the third greatest wrestler ever.
We're gonna put in the Brooklyn Brawler.
Here come the PN News. Why come Flash Funk isn't in with the rest of the Funk Brothers? Jimmy Jack and all them. The real Funk Brothers. Flash and Jimmy Jack Funk.
I want Doink.
Yeah, and all the Doinks. The four Doinksmen.
Doink number one.
Nah.
Doink number two.
Doink does not get in. Dink, however.
Uh-oh. That don't look good. When did you first suspect it wasn't real?
Well, okay, I'll tell you. Sadly, it goes like this.
It was at WrestleMania 33.
Yeah.
When Corey left.
When Roman went over. When I was a kid and I first started watching it, I thought nothing of the sort, but as soon as you talk about it, people would start saying, that's fake, that's fake, that's fake, and you'd be like, what the F are you talking about? But it planted the seed, you know?
Well, my dad was that way.
We started to watch for it.
I'd be watching wrestling on Channel 9 and be like, oh, they showed in the 50s that it was fake. You shouldn't get into it. And I'm like, but I like it.
It was fake.
But for me, it was... And I think we talked about it at WrestleMania. Maniac Matt Bourne was coming back, and he was wrestling one of...
Von Erichs.
One of them sick for a while.
Oh, Mike Von Erich.
Yeah, I think it was Mike.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Because Chris was still a kid. And Mike just looked bad. I mean, he had that. I forget what he had that just.
And Big Josh really put a beating on him.
And he's Maniac Matt Bourne, and he wins. But I was like, oh my God, Matt Bourne's going to kill him. No, Matt Bourne barely put up a fight. You know, he did everything he did, everything he could to put Mike over.
Yep.
And in me, it's like, oh man, that something made right. He just, Fritz must have told him not to punch my son too hard or something.
And then there was always the bad refereeing. Because I never thought about being a wrestler till well after I thought of, I'm going to be a wrestling referee when I grow up. Because I wouldn't have missed any of that. I would have seen all that.
Marty Bailey was busy yelling at the high flyer in the corner, Greg Gagne. Turns around, sees Jim Brunzel being double teamed. Turns around back, starts yelling at Greg again.
Then you go to the matches, right? And you're sitting there watching them through a binocular so you can see plain as day what's going on in the ring. And you see some jobber who has been, never will be, never was, like Kurt Hennig, get run into the ring post and missed by a foot. And I'd go, oh, that guy's terrible.
I must have been lucky because I never saw that.
I said, Kurt is just terrible.
We've got word that Hulk Hogan bought a ticket.
Yeah.
What? He's banned. No, he's banned as a wrestler. He can come in with a ticket. No. You listen to me. Imagine the guy who got to sit next to him.
Oh, no.
I think it was a Larry the Axe Henning versus Bockwinkel match.
Jim said, would you please, for the love of Christ, put your shirt on?
Oh, no, this was classic.
If you sat next to Hogan?
Put my shirt on.
Yeah, pretty much. Them Hulk nipples, man, that drive Corey nuts. That's
the
real reason.
Sweaty.
It's the real reason he left. If I have to see the Miz's nipples one more time.
The Miz is a kiss. Where the hell did you come up with that? Lunatic. Well, there's the Miz.
I have probably told this story on the podcast. I quit watching wrestling and thought it was fake when I realized, the guy they introduced first always loses.
I used to tell Mary, the guy who starts out losing the match will win the match. I almost stuck my finger in there and I thought, that's probably a bad idea. Truck shuts down. What happened? Right. Oh, we were dueling over the windows.
All right, guys, like the Flintstones. Everybody start pedaling.
Trying to run a gas chamber. I'll get you, Flintstone. I'll get you.
Remember Flintstone?
I watch TV too, fellas.
I like TV. TV is my friend.
All right, 99 songs. Let's get going. 99 fingers. No, I'm not 99 fingers. 99 thumbs. Tell them, Wilma.
Jeez.
How about 96 tears?
Happy anniversary.
I have a mysterious question mark when it comes to that one.
Ooh, I like that.
I don't know if I like
it.
It was pretty sad, really.
It was very.
We take what we can get.
Well, thank you.
I took what I could get.
Coffee.
I took what I could get.
And I ain't seen nothing yet. The bitch is back.
You bet.
Oh, this is good.
Did you break it? Or did I put the window lock on? What a brat bastard.
Mine's hot.
I just took it off. Oh, put it up. That's hard on the ears.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Whee!
Oh, that reverb is bad.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. That's the one thing I hate when I'm traveling in this.
Yeah.
You can't have the windows down at certain speeds because you're...
Now I got a buddy who drives an old truck, you know. You can put the windows right down, nothing of the sort.
Oh. I know.
The wind doesn't even get in.
It's only, like, the back two, you know. Sometimes the front one...
Oh, shit. Okay, windows. Window alert. Fucker, it's getting worse.
Don't know what you're talking about, Butch.
Nah, he says. You're in denial.
Christ.
I told you.
He sealed the windows. Son of a bitch.
You make me cry.
That's going on the podcast.
We should do some tailgating.
Okay,
I have mercy.
Oh. Help save me. Oh, I got fucking...
Oh, God, I'm turning. I got a sign. I can't see the road.
I got eighth stage brain damage.
How did you guys crash? Oh, he farted.
I got stage four brain damage.
Fartcast, not a podcast.
It's a podcast.
I'm telling you, you don't know the pressure there is to be funny on this podcast.
Why is it not clearing out?
Oh, I got open mic.
Woo! Oh, Fart Foundation.
Oh, that's because we're downtown now.
Driving down
Let's
the highway.
Show this bitch how we do things downtown.
If I knew he was home, we should crash Gruber's. Pat!
Then we put him in here and go crash someone else.
He'd respond, trust me. One of our favorites, we're driving up north.
Comic-Con, I let one loose.
Don't tell anything. I go, I smell Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
That's what I had last night.
Oh, my God. I smell Pizza Hut.
So Gruber can tell what you ate from your farts. And Jin knows what snack you're having by the crunch.
Those
I want
rare,
a power.
Rare talents. You're already the best dressed man in college. What the hell do you want?
Well, he has the mutant power to be overworked.
And that chin.
They fight and fight.
Joe feels emasculated by my chin.
Fight.
I mean, it's like China pre-op.
That's not bad.
Oh,
not a man.
Corey.
Once I get a jawline, you're going to be really scared.
Poor Linda Miles. She got a clothesline from hell, and it was all swole up, and it never went away.
Ha-ha. Well, you're a nice guy, Corey.
Out for a couple of weeks, and look at the swelling. Never went down.
Looks like our little girl, Stephanie's kind of grown up. I don't know what you're talking about, Jericho.
I wish you'd drive right next to these trucks.
Big bad mother truckers. Count the wheels.
I got a message.
I'm counting the seconds of terror.
Over there, man, the Supreme Buffet.
What if he farted?
Oh. Take out those Alberta wires.
I went to the Supreme Buffet.
Smash Burger.
When I was at the Space Aliens
camp. Smash Burger. What do you want?
Smash Burger.
Just eat it.
Smash Burger.
I went to Space Aliens for the All You Can Taste Buffet. There's something otherworldly about the taste of this food.
I'll make a comic shop with blackjack and horse.
Jesus Christ, no one's ever going to hang around with us again after we hear this crap.
I'm
sorry, Mike.
I'm letting... The secretary will disavow the knowledge of you people.
Obviously, imitators.
But never satisfied.
Imitator tots.
I like tater tots.
Imitator tots.
Yeah, like the baby X-Men. X-Babies.
X-Babies.
Thank you. Don't you ever X-mention them again.
Did you ever go through the entire first solo joke?
Not yet. And I believe me, I have time. But I did listen to all the other stuff, remember? I listened to the radio broadcast.
That was fun.
Yep. Why did I listen to Solo Joe? It's sitting right on my desktop by my computer that doesn't work.
Oh, have you figured out what part of episode one we should drop in?
I've listened to episode one twice.
What should we drop in?
Oh, I can't remember. So I think some of the bad edits and something about Butch.
I don't even know if we mentioned Butch in episode one.
Yes, you do.
No.
I don't know how much, but at the end...
in most of the song.
You got to the end and you said... what did Butch used to say? I remember that.
What did Butch used to say? Leave me the fuck alone, you asshole.
No, I don't believe that was ever. I used to think it. Not about you guys, but at the shop with some of the dweebs that came in there.
Fuck!
Oh, there were a couple people at Granite City where I was like, yeah, I'm glad I'm not hanging in a comic shop anymore.
You liar. Was it me and Joe?
There was one guy who...
Was it I or was it Joe and I?
It was this one guy who came in and just kind of plowed through the line to get to the free comics.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, buddy, you could go around the other way.
Was it the guy doing it?
Yes. He wasn't right in the head.
Hot
diggity dog.
I filled my quota for the day.
All right, let's slow down. No one pass Asian food truck.
No, I like drive in fast lane. Fast lane, no speed limit. It's just fast lane.
Here come motorcycle. Watch crash.
Wow, that's a good idea. Oh,
watch the motorcycle. They're big ass assholes.
You just almost heard a man's death on the live on the radio. Is this the radio?
Yes.
Live on channel radio, channel.
Live here on WHGN.
On Radio Gin.
Almost gave...
there we go. WJIN. There's our call letter.
Almost gave Grandma Trucker... in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, what was the old lady trucker's name?
I don't know.
And by the way, remember how she was an old lady? If you saw the date on the tombstone of her birth and death, she was like 35.
Do you know how much damage your bike would do to my 14 or 18 wheeler?
What was her name?
None at Big all.
Bike? Oh, you idiots can't even.
I never saw the movie.
Well, I did.
I'm sure there's a lot of ways you've gone that I haven't. Was that trying to use the phone? Is that a dig at me?
Yeah, Joe.
Oh, no, it was totally at your expense.
Speaking of digs, get ready for disasters. Click, 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 click.
Lock before it goes.
Clock. Kerplock?
Holy cow, you beat the clock.
He can do it on command.
Ah. Bubble, toil and trouble.
Yeah, bubble, that's what I'm afraid of. Because that smell doesn't go away.
Is your seat full of beef stew?
My butt's nice and toasty.
Ask me if I can put my seat forward.
Did you say ask me?
Butch, can you put your seat forward?
No.
I didn't have enough disgust. Try again. Hey, look.
Try again later.
You caught up to the stupid bicyclist. Good thing you sped in front of us, you moron.
That ain't him.
Oh, okay, never mind. Different bike.
That's just another moron.
Now, this guy at least has a helmet on.
Yeah.
So instead of crashing...
That's Johnny Blaze.
...and spreading his brains across the highway, it'll be a nice little package.
That's Hal. That's helmet. Hal Ketchum. Hank Ketchum. Is Hal Ketchum the country guy? Yes.
No, he did Dennis the Menace.
That's Hank Ketchum.
Hank Ketchum.
Which one's...
Yeah, Marvel's got the rights to Ghost Rider back.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Jay North.
Oh, please help us. We don't want Ghost Rider 3. Ghost Rider.
I want Nicolas Cage in the cinematic Marvel Universe.
You want him in there?
Yeah.
Why, so they can kill him off?
No, because he's insane.
He can play Danny Ketch? Okay, who should he play?
Ghost Rider.
What's wrong with him?
I enjoyed the first one. I never saw the second one.
Yeah, I didn't see the second one either. Should we, Corey, or what's the deal?
Oh, it's as terrible as the first one.
They could bring the Blade in.
That's the thing. Nicolas Cage is entertainingly terrible. I could watch him overact all day.
Okay, I recently watched Face Off.
Oh, yeah.
And I turned to Mary three quarters of the way through, and I said, my God, what more could you want from a movie? It has everything. There's no room for complaints. Maybe the delivery.
Even the episode of Community about Nicolas Cage is awesome.
Don't remember. Must not have seen it.
Ahmed takes a course, Nicolas Cage, good or bad.
But at least Community was...
loses his mind because he can't figure it out.
Oh.
And does an incredible Nicolas Cage impression.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, I'm a cat. I'm a sexy cat.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's slow down here. This person
Stanley Goodspeed.
All right, going too fast. Slow down.
Put the bunny back in the box.
What's in the box?
Why couldn't you put the bunny back in the box?
What the fuck's wrong with you? Just like that, they're gone.
You better knock on dice. What are they there, why?
What happened?
My name.
Andrew Dice.
Butch, you'll have to forget Butch.
Andrew
he just
Dice,
started
Dice,
using
Dice,
verbs.
Baby.
I'm new to the language.
Verbs, that's what's happening.
Nam-nam-nam-nam-nam-nam.
I can say, like, go get it.
Oh, yeah.
I can question, like, what is it?
Man, that was one big ugly bar.
Next time you go on a trip, remember this little tip.
If you let Ryder drive, he'll gas you inside alive.
And then you unpack your adjectives. Lord, what the fuck was that?
Stinky fart.
Your adjectives.
Then you unpack your religion. Good Lord, motherfuck, what Christ was that?
Wait, is fuck an adjective?
Motherfucking.
I thought it was a verb.
I don't. Oh, I don't know. I don't use those words.
I have my mouth open and everything.
Well, ask Jen. She uses it a lot.
In every context.
I love how Corey says, we weren't explicit till Jen showed up. I don't know if that helps.
Now we're mutually explicit.
I don't know if that helps us lose an audience or gain it.
Didn't matter.
Didn't matter.
They'll download anything.
You're a Max title. Interjections. So excitement or emotion.
Wow. Hey, that's not fair! Letting a fart loose down there!
By an exclamation point, or by a comma, if the feeling's not as strong.
Or if you're
hey, that's not fair, giving a guy a shot down there. What'd we say?
Use it with an adverb, you can describe some
lolly, 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 get your right there.
Can be described from more.
That was a very, very stinky fart.
Stinkily.
Oh, man, it's a good thing I'm not teaching grammar. Okay, class, describe this using adjectives.
You smell like my grammar. That's correct. And a little bit like my grandpa.
Well, not as correct.
Man, that was one
big
bar.
Oh, sure. Now I got three people in the freaking car. We could use the HOV lane.
Well, use the HIV lane. See what I care.
That time you go on
you're
an
HOV.
Trip,
uh-huh. You're a cigarette.
Good one. HOV, 2+, two or more. What does HOV mean?
High occupancy vehicle.
Yeah, right.
It means you're unpacking your adjectives.
Open to all traffic.
Oh, I unpacked something, all right. I unpacked my Taco Bell.
Idiot becomes idiotic.
And fart becomes fantastic.
Use LA becomes idiotly.
Hey, Stillwater.
He was a scary
folks,
bear.
Folks, we're going to reenact Corey's drive to Stillwater, so stay tuned.
Yeah, here's another 14 hours.
Woo! What did Corey think the whole way over? Oh, man. Did I tell Joe he shouldn't park on the street?
Can't believe Zach Ryder's the Intercontinental champion.
He's got $100.
What did Corey think the whole way there?
I wonder what.
Why book, is it the wrestling radio?
I wonder what book he defaced. Who am I kidding? Books.
Books. Well, Butch remembers his cat blanket.
But not to worry, I'll remember it next time. Haven't seen a movie at TK's since.
Well, that's probably a good thing. Because it's not Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter.
You needed a break. Hey, I'll tell you, after about 8 years of doing that, suddenly TK now works on Mondays. So it's off. It's a goner. It's done deal. It's over.
It's over, Johnny.
Suddenly, meaning
it's
last
over.
Weekend. Well, you know how I know?
This party's over.
Because TK called me on Tuesday and said, did you get my email that I work on Mondays now?
And then I don't get an email.
No emails for you.
I don't emails now. We just feel Butch drops off the face of the earth every so often.
Yeah, well, it's a poverty-induced reduction.
He goes back to Earth, too.
Well, yeah, I have been known to be out in the time and space fighting for your souls.
I am Galactus.
Corey didn't believe me that Galactus came in the theater while he was gone. He said it must have been a Celestial or whatever he said.
Yeah, Marvel doesn't have the rights to Galactus.
Yeah, but Galactus came in the theater and asked Joe to be his herald.
No, it was a Celestial.
I said, I'm sorry, I work for the government.
Yeah, I am beholden.
Okay, the Inhumans. Nobody cares about the Inhumans.
Beholden.
Let's do the Eternals.
What, the E-Turtles? I thought they were in
E-Turtles.
Movie.
I won't be able to see that one.
We're not doing Avengers movies anymore.
Next time I need
to
go
shit. We're going to do the Secret Defenders.
They can make the humans work.
And I lean on
the humans? Can I even speak?
No.
The Inhumans.
I'll do the one cheek sneak.
We got Black Bolt. Because you need more black characters in the Marvel Universe.
Wait a minute.
Black Widow.
Get the hell out of here.
Black Knight. Okay. Black Lightning.
Goliath.
Black Lightning.
Out some methane gas. It came right out of my stinky ass.
didn't do it with any sense.
That would explain why the windows are locked.
Civil War. Black Goliath didn't get killed by Thor.
No, but we did see Goliath.
Black Lightning. Yo, Superman.
We saw Aunt Goliath. And we saw Aunt May.
I don't think Aunt May should be hot.
I think it's great that I have seen Aunt May naked. Never thought you'd hear that in your life.
Well, I have a sketch. Oh, I didn't want to say it. I've said too much.
I wondered why you erased
all those. Oh, so that was one of the ones Mark Stegbauer wouldn't tell us about.
So you would write out all the comics and just draw in your own.
Yep. Spidey Super Stories, here I come.
What's all this sticky stuff under Peter's door?
Which was an actual panel, buddy.
There was a Spidey Super Stories where the house painters are painting the house, and my friend erases her dialogue balloon and has her yelling, "That's the wrong shade of pale, you stupid assholes!"
Best Spidey Super Stories ever, the Thanos Copter.
Oh, Thanos Copter. Yeah, I think that was in issue one.
I don't know why Starlin didn't pick up on that. Sometimes you just gotta hit him over the head with it.
Spidey Super Stories were all in continuity.
Remember this or that?
I didn't even see him in the Spider-Verse.
Where is the Juggernaut?
They even had Spider-Man and his amazing friends.
Which was the greatest panel.
Oh, so good.
Miss Lion.
Yeah.
Only one Spider-Man would feed me a rubber chicken sandwich.
Where are you coming from, Spider-Man? Nobody knows who you are.
Wait a minute, I do.
Yeah, me too.
I don't. They never unmasked him.
Oh.
Might have been that gorilla.
No.
Could have been Ric Flair.
Might have been.
No, it was Ole Anderson.
Sting. I'm coming for you, Sting.
Sting.
I'm a secret enemy from your past, Sting.
You'll never join the police again.
Oh, God, I knew it, Sting.
You'll never join the police again.
Wrong, Sting.
My Sting-a-ling. My Sting-a-ling. I want you to play with my Sting-a-ling.
The end.
And as we take this pause, we got out of the car, went in, and Butch read my letter that was written and printed in Vision number 7.
And now for Corey Strode's letter in Vision 6, as read by Butch.
And why would it be read this way? Because Corey didn't bring my cheater spectacles back. He stole them left of his house. So,
damn right.
Some people. Here's what I see on this letterings page. I don't love shit. I was sporting from a Vision Solo sports, but I'm grilling. What's the lost liking I already have legend for?
I don't drink nearly enough for this.
Twins long time Marvel needs. So long there I remember. This could go on for an hour. I'm on like the fourth line.
Is this a scratch and sniff for Strawberry Shortcake?
Remember Vision the Vision. You Marvel's
Unlimited.
Mosey. Parody alternative over there, exiles. But
I filled my quota.
The Yours Diesel mini comics.
Diesel.
Corey Strode. Yeah, I got nothing.
Diesel's in that comic?
But this is great.
Yeah.
Wow. Even a letters page can cry. Even an letters page can cry.
Okay, not real well. Believe it or not, this here silliness has ads, and here they are. Yes, here at Solitaire Rose Networks, we have ads. That's right, we have ads. Just like every other podcast. Come on, it's okay. Our first advertiser is our longest-running advertiser, and that's DreamHost.com. DreamHost.com is the best, bar none, web host all over the interwebs. You could go to other web hosts. You could go to the ones that have big ads on TV and everything, and they're not going to give you the service, the dependability, and the reliability of DreamHost. Head on over to DreamHost.com. Use the code CRAZY, K-R-A-Y-Z, and get $20 off your first year of web hosting. Another of our sponsors is Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club has great blades at low prices, and let's face it, you gotta shave. Head over to shaved.by/C19DC. Get you some blades. They're wonderful. I use them. I use all of our sponsors. Matter of fact, head on over to crazycomics.com. Over on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see all of our sponsors. Bombas, Grays, Flaviar, Dollar Shave Club, and Dream Host. If you would like to advertise on any of the podcasts in the Solitaire Rose Network, you can. Just email solitairerosenetwork@gmail.com, subject advertising. In next week's episode, we'll talk a little more about Blizzard World, the convention on August 5th in Minneapolis that we will be attending, and LionCon, the convention the last Saturday in August that we will be attending. That's right, we got two conventions coming up in August that we will be live streaming. Joe probably won't be at those, but I will be there, and the camera will be on, and we'll see how nuts I get. I want to thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with a regular episode, especially now that we're all out of fill-in episodes. I think we need to record another one of those. And as we say every week, kids, the comic we like the least, we still like better than the comic that you like the most. Another fine podcast from Solitaire Rose Networks.
The end.